Blog Talk Radio.
All right, fellas. I hope you had a good Christmas. And I hope even more that your goddamn New Year's is going to be better. So let's talk about learning. Real learning. I don't even know if you guys know what real learning is. Do you learn something because you looked it up on Google and you read what it was, and let's say it was a definition, and now you read the definition and you memorized it, so when somebody asks you what it means, you can say the definition. Is that learning? Is it learning because you was told this or that about something by a teacher, if that's the case, and you're expected to remember it and utilize it? Is that learning? No, none of that is learning. Learning is when you get information that you did not have before, and you are now able to use this information in your daily life. What I'm saying is, unless you can implement it, unless you can utilize it, you haven't learned shit. You only gained information. Gaining information is not learning. Learning is taking that information and utilizing it in your daily life. See, this is why I talk so much shit about Sidewalk University, because the entire semester at Sidewalk University is a rare learning experience. You might want to know why I say that. And what I'm going to tell you is not really going to tell you why I say it, but it's going to give you insight to what goes on. Any semester is 90 days at Sidewalk University. Now, it's divided into weeks, 12 weeks. The first weeks, you're going to learn the power of honesty. You guys don't really understand that the reason you have so much confusion is because you know how many lies you tell yourself. And you know you live on these lies. And you know that they are lies, so you can't depend on them. That's why you never know what to do in any situation. You need to understand that you can't express it, you can't be it. And you can't be it unless you believe in it. And if you believe in it, you're going to do what it takes to have it. If it is being a man, who the fuck say it can't be you? We can win together, or you can continue to be satisfied with only me winning. For most of you motherfuckers, let me put it in plain English. SWU is the shit. It's the truth. Why is it the truth? Because the things I have to teach you is not brought to you on some sort of platter so that you can accept it. I teach exactly the way you see me now. I'm confrontational. I ain't letting you say shit unless the fuck you really mean what the fuck you say. I am not saying I cut you off and I won't listen to you. What I'm saying is the shit is going to get smashed if it ain't about shit. What I'm saying is, Okay, what I'm saying is this. In the first week, you're going to learn the truth. Maybe 4 weeks, the first 4 weeks. You're going to learn the truth about the truth. You're going to learn the truth about being honest with yourself. And during those weeks, some kind of way, the value of honesty is going to come clear to you. Now, that's the first 4 weeks. In the fifth week, we begin to learn how to use conversation. And our conversation is directed toward what we learned the truth is. It's not directed toward that, but it's based on what we learned the truth is. And my point is we learn to use conversation to put emphasis on what we know. All right. That don't make sense to you. Or maybe it don't. Maybe it do. But for your information, conversation is either a tool or a weapon. Now, when it's used correctly, either one of them can be an asset to you. Because sometimes you need a tool, sometimes you need a weapon. Okay. So it all depends on how or whatever the situation is as far as how we use it. Hold on 1 second. I got to do something. Okay. It all depends on how we use it, but what I'm saying is in the fifth week until the eighth week, we're concentrating on how to use it as either a tool or a weapon. Conversation is not something to be taken lightly. You take it lightly because you're not a master of conversation. Anything you master, you won't take lightly. Okay. From the ninth week on until graduation, that's when you're going to be going out and executing what the fuck you've learned in real time in the field where real people dwell. And guess what? The only thing I needed to learn to convey this to you was the correct way to explain the psychology of what I'm assigning you, along with the social aspect or benefits. Now, that's what I was concentrating on, but it was only part of what I needed to be concentrating on. Now, what I'm saying is I learned that I needed to expand my concentration as far as that goes. So who benefits from that? Both me and my students. Now, that's a win-win situation if I ever fucking saw one. So, fellas, let's review. 2022 is coming to an end. I've been down, according to what I think. I've been down, and I told you, be true to the game. The game will be true to you. So, let's see how the game, this abadabra, has looked out for me this past 12 months. First, you know, women and me we don't really see eye to eye most times. And, you know, after a while, they usually break on me. So I'm not, if that's the case, surprised. Because I spent all the one fucking second crying over spilled milk. If she gone, she gone. Bam. Now, mind you, I haven't, well, what I'm saying is, she gone. A few days later, nah, I kid you not, some motherfucker, some woman, will get at me, and I, like always, bite on that shit. Now, mind you, I haven't even recovered from the motherfucker that left me. And here's another motherfucker at me. So, after speaking to the one that's at me for a while, I decided to put my death grip on her, which is really go in with my conversation. And I can't say what that is because it wouldn't be the same for you. It would only be what that particular woman was referring to as far as what you and her were talking about. But my point is, once I put that death grip on her, she's going to be strong. Or at least I think she's going to be strong. Now, a little time go by as we're talking. Now, I'm going to put the takeaway in the locks on her motherfucking ass. But through my conversation, as I did that, I invited her back to Las Vegas because she wasn't from Vegas. Now, everything is set. The bitchy coming. But the bitch didn't show. Now, I already know she's saying all this fire shit, all this shit that's cool with me. So I'm going to make her shit or get up off the pot. That's why I told her to, you know, take your ass wherever you're going and, you know, come back. Because I know when it's time to come back or whatever, you know, that's when a lot of women that I be dealing with realize what they about to do. Because a lot of them be swept up in the conversation. They be swept up in what the fuck I'm talking about and how I'm making them see. Because I'm an artist. I paint a really vivid picture. But what I'm saying is they realize what they about to do. And I'm not saying they always say, oh God, I ain't doing that. But a lot of them don't at that point. So I'm always on my ABPs. Always be playing. You know, and I'll have a motherfucking woman doing some shit she ordinarily wouldn't do. So what I'm saying is, I'm telling you the story, follow me. I'm out last night. You know, getting my head together because motherfucking bitch didn't do really what I thought she was committing to doing. I'm fucking with bitches, you know, I'm doing one thing trying to catch, but I missed. It's rare, but it happens. I miss. From time to time, I don't get no action. But if you stay down, you don't come. So, what I'm saying is, it's about like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm deciding to go home. I'm driving home, you know, and I ain't really paying attention to everything, but you know what I'm saying, I'll be paying attention. Ain't nobody following me and shit. So, what I'm saying is, I'm driving and I'm on Civic Center. And I get ready to make the left to my spot. But I notice this car that had been following me is flashing their motherfucking lights at me. Man, I ain't stopping for this motherfucking shit. So when I got home and pulled in my spot, right behind me, this motherfucker pulled up. Now I'm thinking some shit finna jump off. And when I got out to go in my spot, I looked and saw it was a calf. And that little bitch that was talking about that she wanted to come up here got out. Now I really know what time it is. So I'm stone cold. Fuck you, bitch. That's my mentality. So I looked at the little hoe walk up to me. She got her motherfucking bag. But before she got to me, I turned and went inside. You know, she came up to the door. What did it say? I tried to fight it, but I couldn't. I'm here now, and I'm yours. You know, if you want me. Now, this was like 2 days ago. And during these 2 days, I've been out fucking with bitches. And I done caught me a big old fine motherfucking, I mean, the bitch was like 4 or 5 inches taller than me. So what I'm saying is I ain't caught this bitch. And my point is this. I looked at the little hoe, you know, as she was walking up to me with her bag. But before she got to me, I turned and went inside. Then she followed me, came up to the door, and the bitch said, I tried to fight it, but I'm here. You know, I couldn't fight it, but, you know, if you want me, I'm yours. Man, I turned into rosebud, bitter motherfucking dose. I looked at her. I told that bitch, that was 2 days ago. You way too motherfucking late. I'm off the motherfucking market now. You know, she seen the things, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying, when she really got the message, I turned to go in, and this bitch I caught a few days ago, 6'1". I'm 5'8". This was 6'1". So she came up to the front. Now, I had just met this bitch, I'm telling you. She was cool, you know, we was fucking around and all that shit. And I told her about the motherfucking woman who had stood me up. And, you know, I didn't really know if I should fuck with her because of that. That bitch came up front and said, I'm sorry, baby. I'm thinking that motherfucking bitch should need to learn sign language or something. I say, sign language? What the fuck are you talking about? You say, so, you know, so she can recognize the signs of a real man next time. Because she way too late now. Man, my dick jumped out my pants. My dick was so hard. I wanted to fuck that bitch right then. But I looked at the little bitch. And she was all quiet like she's supposed to be. The bitch had actually told the cab to hold on, you know, then she, you know, she might not be staying, blah, blah, blah. But as she was leaving, I noticed that ass. Oh, my God. But a lot of the reasons I do the course in steps is because if I did it any other way, you motherfuckers would half do it. And you'd say the course didn't work. You wouldn't say you didn't follow instructions. You just would say the course didn't work. Now, with the advent of social media, internet searches, life as we knew it has completely changed. then we no longer feel we need to earn our stripes. Now, this is not a particular subject of Sidewalk University, but it is an underlying fucking understanding. You gotta earn what the fuck you want to see yourself have in whatever arena you're in. Now, all I'm saying is, if you earn it, then you have a lot to be able to expect. So, I study what the fuck I'm doing. And I've learned. I know today you got to force people to take things in the proper steps. Because of technology. They can get all this information way before this is the information they need. You all have been fooled by this internet shit. Oh, God damn. I forgot about it. Hey, wait. I know it's Christmas. I know I probably don't have many listeners right now. But why the fuck aren't you motherfuckers asking questions? I'm fucking trying to get you to understand. It's a new year coming. You gotta upgrade. You can't downgrade or stay grade or whatever that is. You gotta upgrade. You did all this listening bullshit last year. You listened. Don't no motherfucker learn shit unless they involve themselves. You have to involve yourself. Stop being so scary. Any motherfucking way. I just believe that you guys have been fooled. And you've been fooled to believe that because you got all this information you've read, you can do it. See, are you really doing is making the internet much too fucking important in your goddamn life. What I'm saying is, you get a motherfucker that can read everything it is to read, know all the answers to every fucking question about removing your heart and putting another heart in it. Would you let that motherfucker operate on you knowing he ain't never removed a real heart in real time? He has read up on all this goddamn shit. And his practice came from using that game Operation. Okay, baby. Maybe it shouldn't come from that. But you know what I'm saying. See? So, my point. All the fuck you doing is making the internet mean too much. So, think about this. Just because you read or you know how Willie Mays was able to become and say, hey, kid. That don't mean Willie Mays didn't go through the steps to become that legend. He didn't necessarily read about how it hit or feel the ball. No, I'm sure he read some things. Some things that was going to help him, you know, understand how to be the best at what he did. But he knew to be the best, he had to get out there and prove it without trying to prove who he was. Now, in the final weeks, I explained and I finalized program 3.0 of the course. Well, rest assured, there are fine lines to read shit the way I do. Too much information at once is as dangerous as not having enough information that you need to survive. Plus, I want you motherfuckers to know, if you win, I win. Man, I'm so selfish. I want all you motherfuckers to win. I know one of the best things I offer is the fucking truth. I don't tell you bullshit to get your goddamn money. Fuck you and your money if I gotta tell you bullshit to get it. A lot of you motherfuckers be asking, let me get a test or a sample of what, man, fuck you. I ain't getting you no test. No goddamn sample. You know this new group of motherfuckers and how they think. They like worse than the past groups. Are you motherfuckers who have benefited from my course? Are you checking dudes that you be seeing slipping? You gotta remember, a big part of the success of this course depends on the saying, each one teach one. But what it means in your case is you can't be scared to expose what you know to motherfuckers that don't know what you know. It does not mean for us to try to teach every dude that you see. It means you're supposed to shed the light on wherever you think the light is needed. And I ain't hesitating to stop to say some shit to some young motherfucking dudes on the streets. Now, how they respond, you know, my response depends on how they respond. Because I ain't trying to get shot. Them niggas will kill your motherfucking ass fucking with them. I want respect, and you gotta earn it. So I ain't got no problem with letting these motherfuckers hear and see what can make them respect me. Now, this confidence we have is to be used. Don't be silly and let the confidence use you. This is work you volunteered for. If you volunteered to do this kind of fucking work when you spent money to be for the course, it's really a big part of having confidence. There is no one part of it you can get that's going to work for you. You need all of it. If you want it to work for regular, you need it all. And you cannot deny that because you just tell yourself you don't. You're going to need it all. And you need to do every little thing that I suggest you do in the course. Because in doing it, it's going to strengthen the confidence that you're growing and experiencing. You got to look at this as a journey. You know, not a vacation. Then you got to look at it as a journey that I'm your guide on. There is no time limit. The experience, the beneficial qualities of what you're going to learn, there's no time limit to that. But the more you do the little tedious things, like checking dudes who are doing unmanly things, the stronger you're going to get in your confidence being a real part of you. Not something you gotta call on from time to time. Every once in a while you gotta run into the phone booth and change into the confident man. So, no, that's not where we coming from. The more you do the little tedious things that I ask of you, in the group or even in sidewalk in the grocery, the stronger you're going to get in your confidence, the stronger you're going to get in believing that confidence you have is really a part of you. It's going to be you, because we're going to be the development. Now, lately, I've noticed a lot of you motherfuckers sharing my feelings on some things. Well, I just want to let you know I appreciate how you grow. And I believe, oh, shit, 16. Thanks, man. You motherfuckers ain't been answering no questions. 16, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, man. This is Mark calling from the Smoker Section, man. Checking your show out tonight.
All right. You got a question or something?
Absolutely. I heard you was talking about, I wanted to comment on what you was talking about, the confidence, and how I appreciated that portion of what you were saying. And I was looking at the word confidence, and to me, it just kept coming back to knowledge itself. You know what I mean? Like, when I look at the word confidence and kind of break it down, confide in yourself and, being able to have accountability. And what you was talking about, the action portion of confidence and being able to apply that and put that in some type of sequence of actions and get results from it. I just thought that was awesome. I thought that was an awesome point. And that's what I was thinking about it, man.
The thing is, brother, a lot of motherfuckers don't know what confidence is. If you've grown up not telling yourself the truth about yourself, otherwise this girl is over here and you driving by and she ain't doing shit, but she kind of cute and you notice her and tell yourself, oh man, I would talk to her, but I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. See, that's like a lie. And you telling yourself that because if you would talk to her, you would have pulled over and talked to her. And you would have said whatever the fuck you had to say, hit, miss, whatever, you would have went through it. Now, my point is telling yourself lies like that kills your ability to believe what you think. So you think this about this situation, and instead of you doing what you think, you're going to ask or think about what you could or should do. And I'm a person that believe in doing the first thing to come to your mind. Now, of course, you can think about raping a bitch. You can think about killing somebody. You can think about jumping off a bridge. I mean, you can think about all the stupid shit in the world. But why would you limit yourself to thinking stupid shit? Me, I don't believe I would think any of that kind of shit. So I believe what I would think would have something to do with the progression of my life. So my point, bro, is when you have situations that's strong, because what you're saying is very poignant. When you have situations as strong as that, you got to believe in what you think. What you think, the first thought, is the rawest, it's the most direct to the point thought that you could have on that situation. The moment you have a second thought, you're including all the shit that could happen. You're doing what computers don't do. Computers use ones and zeros so that they can say it's this or that. They don't say what it could be, blah, blah, blah. That's why they get to the point right away. And I'm only saying that computers was created to try to mimic how fast a brain can think if we use all our brain. Because how much percentage of our brain do we use? Do you know?
They usually say like 10 or maybe less than 10.
Well, no, they say like 10% or less than 10, you're right. So what I'm asking you or getting ready to ask you is, how much of your brain do a genius use?
That's a hell of a question.
I already know the answer. You don't?
I couldn't even quantify it, man, because go ahead.
Listen, just by how you feel about it, just take a number guess.
I say 13%.
Bro, I don't know where you from or how you know whatever, but that's what they use, 13 to 15% of their brain. What I'm saying is this. If geniuses use 15% of their brain, what do you think a motherfucker would do if they was using 100% of their brain? They would be like computers. They wouldn't let bullshit come in their head about what the fuck they did. The answer to how to go up would be this way. And it wouldn't be, no, it could be, you know, unless you do, or all that kind of bullshit. That's what computers do. They just straight answer the question. But the reason they weren't really even thought of was because scientists was trying to figure out what would it take to think as fast as a human. And the only way a computer could do it is to deal with ones and zeros. Yes or no, good or bad, up or down.
That's right.
You know, that kind of shit. So my point, bro, is you don't know how dope that shit is you was talking about as far as what you was explaining. I really just forgot what you didn't explain, but it made me say all this.
It's all right. No, let me say this. I love the way that you included the beauty of the mind, right? And without getting too deep into it, like you said, giving adherence and yielding to that first thought is something that, like you said, when you have that second thought, you have that hesitation, you have a distraction or a doubt. Like you said, that right there is something that really could throw a wrench in the whole operation, which is, like you said, it's almost a biological thing. Like you said, your brain and your mind wants to put you in the best situation for survival. And I love the way you compare, you know, I love the way you compare that to the computer. And like you said, just being able to go on the first thought, that first step, like in basketball, you know, that important first step to be able to get separation, you know, from the defender, the opposition. That was really awesome. I'm going to go back in the crowd and listen to you. Major salute from
Hey,
Big Smoke
Protection.
Let me
comment on one thing. Just like that athlete, you talking about taking that first step. 9 out of 10 times, the second thought, get that ball took from him or get him tackled or whatever the fuck. His first thought, if he'd have made it, that motherfucker may not have scored it, whatever, but he would have, you know, gained more. At least that's what I believe.
I believe the same thing, and I believe that is the perspective that you can kind of look at, to whereas you may not score, but you can get more than what you're getting now.
Exactly.
Hey, bro. I respect that. Salute, man.
I love this shit, man. And you know what I'm going to do, man? This is what I want you to do. It's Christmas. I want you to hit askrosebud@gmail.com. I want you to use your area code in the first 3 digits so I can know it's you. And I'm going to hit you with that audio book, bro. 6 hours of pure dough.
Man, you've been so good to me already by being on my show and blessing us and doing all of that.
Hey,
we just thank you, man.
I will do that.
This is The Smoking Section. You know we did the interview not too long ago.
Oh, The Smoking Section. Yeah, I remember that interview, man.
Yes, sir. So if you want to pass that blessing on to somebody else, I feel fine, because you've been blessing us the whole time, and we always have a great conversation. But if you want me to take it, I will take that offer, because I do appreciate you.
Hey, I'm from the guillotine anyway. And I appreciate you, man, especially since I know who you are. These smoking sections, y'all got to fuck with it. When do you come on, man? When is your shows and shit?
You know what? I'm glad you asked me, because talking to you shows me that I need to get more of a schedule, because right now I'm a little bit sporadic. I got about 80 videos, and we're trying to do at least once or twice a week. So, but as far as the schedule, I do have to nail that down. But the video is still up. It's doing great. It's got about 170 views, and, you know, we in contact, man. I'm going to get more of a schedule, and when I do get that, I'll let you know.
Hey, check this out, man. The only thing you need to do is be more visible as far as how often you do whatever you do. You can't do it for the views. You can't do it because of how many motherfuckers you got fucking with you. You can only do it because there's a particular schedule that you're establishing so that motherfuckers who fuck with you can fuck with you. Because there's no particular audience that you're going to be able to hit, bro. You're going to be chasing your tail like that. You want to hit audience. not an audience. Audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get at me, man, so we can kick it, man. You know I ain't chicken shit with mine.
No, you good, man. You've been standing up the whole time, and I will hit your email, and I will be in contact. And I thank you for letting me come on, and happy holidays to you and your listeners and your viewers. And shout out, man. Salute. Happy New Year.
You know it, man. The smoking section. That's what's up. So check game, you guys. There's no time limit for you to get. Wait a minute, I got another question. Come on, 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, I don't think your phone number is running across your screen. I had to go to another channel and find it. But look, hey, when you go out and about, how do you find little clubs and little locations where you go kick it at, you know, maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays and stuff like that? What's the criteria?
Bro, listen, man, and believe this. There is no particular spot that was really great for me that's going to be great for you. There is an atmosphere that you like. Now, what I'm saying is, as far as where that place is, you got to experience that depending on the town you're in. You know, you got to try this or that club, if that's your scene. That ain't my scene. I ain't going to no club. But I will go somewhere, you know, extravagant if that's the case. I got a bar. You know, not extravagant, but sort of upper class. I got a bar, you know, and I'll fuck around like that. But as far as going to a club, for me, I ain't doing that. Going to a house party or some shit like that. I ain't doing that. Going somewhere where a gang of motherfuckers gathered at and you can't really, you know, I ain't doing that shit either. I'm saying it's up to you, man. But
okay.
Once you say what that is, you got to go at it.
Right.
You can't wait for it. If your place is being at this particular type of set, whenever you hear about it, you got to make sure you're there. So you can be in your element, or you just waiting, and that's why at Sidewalk University we call go getters. We don't wait for shit; we race to shit. We want it right now, and that's because that's the only way it's gonna work for you.
Hey, I understand everything you're saying. I'm involved as well, you know, but I just touched down to a new city, and. I don't go to clubs. I'm too old for clubs, but I guess I'm going to these casinos. I'm gonna have to start going to these little casinos, to the bars, and whatnot. I just wanted your opinion on different locations.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. Hey, let me ask you something. You ever go to museums?
I haven't been in a while, but that is my case.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. You ever go to plays?
Hey, I'm a member of the symphony out here in this little town I'm in right now.
Do that mean yes, you go to plays or what, goddammit?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well, I'm saying, bro, you said you're a little older. You don't sound older than 40, but what I'm saying is if you're a little older and that's where your head is, then you need to go to that environment. You can't be where you at and be somewhere where you at is not going on. You got to make that
right.
Distinction in the shit you're doing now. Because, I mean, let's say you 40 and you still doing the shit you was doing when you was 28 as far as where you go, how you think, blah, blah, blah. Well, come on, man. You got to grow. If you too old or if you feel you didn't mature enough to notice that, then it's time for you to be doing some different shit.
That's right.
You believe that?
I do. Hey, look, I've been taking out the time to get my surroundings in my house more not necessarily presentable, because it's always presentable, but as far as entertainment, having a little more entertainment at the house. I just got a pool table and whatnot. And, I'm about to start venturing out, trying to pull something to the house. Okay.
Check game, bro. You talking about material things, not that you're materialistic. Okay. No, I'm not saying you're materialistic. What I'm saying is what you need to get around your house, as far as that's going to get you the right kind of woman that's mature enough to see what you're doing, you need to get your house more, like, long-lasting as far as the bitch can see. Listen to this, man. You ain't going to believe this. When the bitch come in, you tell the bitch to go into the bathroom or whatever. She see matching towels. She see, you know, your bathroom taken care of. Let's say you tell her to go in the closet and to get some towels. You got matching towels. She see your sheets are set right. I'm saying, you tell her, look, baby, go get yourself a fork. And she go in the drawer and see everything set right. She see you, you know, taking care of business. You have a fucking something that you're going to do as far as your home every day. Man, that bitch is going to be trying to break her neck to fuck with you.
I could dig
that. You know why? Because there's plenty of motherfuckers sound just like you, live with their mouth.
Okay.
I'm just being real, man. They live with their motherfucking mama. Ain't got no car. You know,
right.
Think about this, man. You talking to a woman that her last five dudes was like this.
Right.
So you know, you going up against some shit, and you don't even really know it. That bitch ain't trying to be chicken shit, but she protecting her feelings and shit. So she ain't letting you say no slick shit to her. That's why I don't teach this shit. I teach how to talk to a woman, not at her. So you motherfuckers be talking at the bitch. I teach how to talk to her. And that is how you catch. You know, that's how you let that bitch know what you about without having to explain shit. And it's all about knowing what the conversation is. If you know that it's a tool or a weapon, then you'll use it as such. When it's a tool, you extract all the shit you need out of a bitch or whoever you're talking to just through what you're saying. And you got to be able to do that. Because if you can read a motherfucker, you know what to say to get whatever you want out of them. At least I do.
I've been following you for a while, Professor, I've been following you for a while, and everything that you're saying, trust me, I've listened to that video, okay? So at this time, hey, I had a great year, Rosebud, up under your tutelage. I've been advancing, and everything is going great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but listen to this, bro. You advancing and it's going great on crumbs. What if you get the whole cake?
Hey, I don't want the whole cake. I just want a slice, man. I don't want the whole thing, dog. All
right, brother. You doing what you want to do, then. That's what's up.
Hey, salute to you, though, bro. And if I don't talk to you, happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Same to you, bro. Hey, you guys, my thing is this. No matter where I get in life, for me, the struggle continues. There's like 150,000 ways to blow your goddamn women. But there is a sure one. Don't do shit with your goddamn money. Except fuck it off. Then see what them motherfucking bitches will do. A motherfucking woman would rather pay a lamppost that's got some arms and hands than pay a motherfucker who does nothing but fuck his money off. The only thing in your favor, you fuck off motherfucker, is that since this woman is a hoe, she's going to give you several opportunities to show her you not a damn fool. Perhaps she realizes you and money are not compatible. Neither will you and her be compatible. Now, if you really trust in game, this abadabra, you know, for what it can bless you with, you'll be able to understand what the fuck I said or what the fuck I am finna say. Because I have been ho-po but rich with this abba-dabba. Because you know what? When a nigga gets ho-po, that's because he forgot to shift to second gear. The life we lead has taught me how to switch gears at lightning speed. Now, you all need to be able to predict your problems. Because that comes from paying attention to your goddamn women and your money. Business is strange. I would think that 20,000 satisfied customers would promote a bunch of you motherfuckers who ain't sure to believe my shit does work. And it's worth your hard-earned dough. Maybe I should have waited until I sold 20,001, you know, before I said anything. And I know when I get to that 50,000 mark, I'm going to wait until I done sold 50,010 before I mention that I crossed that threshold. But with the way things going today, you know, you need to be sure and never about where you stay. Don't you have a credo? The fuck is your credo? You guys are either going to be upset or happy as fuck for me. You know, I've arrived as far as research students. Keep your fucking eyes on that damn SWU and the graduates. Some of you motherfuckers snickered at me when I was honest about my low graduation rate. Well, that was 3-4 years ago. And it's been on the rise the last 17 months. And let me tell you something. I'm hovering around 40% right now. And this semester looks even more promising. Keeping my focus is a must. Sidewalk University is in the beginning of a new semester. And it's going to be the 20th semester of improvement. And the fact is, I just love what I'm seeing. I'm not really making the money. Actually, this semester for January, registration is low. So, I mean, you know, I'm offering a lot of shit. And, you know, if you can't stand it right now, I understand, but I would rather... thinking as I'm talking to you guys. I would rather 5 motherfuckers hit me with $650 so that your fucking ass can get to Sidewalk University. Today is the 26th. You got to New Year's because that's when you got to new semester starts. But after that, if you want to fuck with it, I'm going to put it up, and there's going to be ways you can even get a better deal than that. But it's only going to be for that particular semester, which is April. So, you know, I got a feeling about this fresh semester, you know, and I'm going to keep you posted. The best part of this motherfucking abba-dabba, as I remember it, was being able to throw a dart at the map and travel to that city. Wherever the dart lands, me and Tay would, you know, hit the road, head to where that dart landed. When we got there, it never failed. There was motherfuckers there that knew we was coming. We could kick it with them. And no matter which direction, it never failed. Game was always there. And our reputations preceded us. The motherfuckers there welcomed us with open arms. And that's how you'll find you're going to be greeted. Not necessarily out of town or out of state, but in, you know, wherever you go, in your particular state, city, or whatever. You know, now that you represent this abba-dabba correctly, people are going to see the man you are, and they're going to be attracted to it. Not necessarily sexually, but like magnetically. that first night in town, you know, once we ain't got to go out, trip with no after hours, you know, we stayed on the track until it was Memphis on it. And after we got a shot at Cognac and rolled us a joint, we headed to check our traps. So you don't need to be no pimp to have an agenda for your time. Plan something to do every motherfucking day and do it. You know, it would take us a couple of days before we went to after hours. Shit, after that first night. You know, the next day we got out and just met up with a few motherfuckers we met the night before. You know, we ain't really hang out with them. We just was styling, letting them see our style, you know, while we learn the game. Now, you're going to feel this adrenaline rush as you go about your activities, and don't be scared to get sprung on that feeling. That's the feeling. There's going to always be spots to go to where all the motherfuckers hang out. You know, with your new social skills, you straight ready. The shit is so fucking live. It's just unreal. The police, the squares, the frogs, and all the other alpha motherfuckers in the town all know, and they could see there were some fly-ass motherfuckers in the town, and they knew they better step it up. Me and that nigga Tay was so fucking fly. It was on a different subject. We're needed when we least expect it. As parents, we gotta be there for our kids, especially if they make mistakes. My girl's decision to step fully out of her home wasn't working out, you know, like she planned. She called me upset and thinking she made a dumb decision. And I told her, nothing you really want to do is going to come easy. You know, then she reminded me that I had also told her about her plan, that things would work out. Well, then I reminded her. You know, I told you. Plan to the D. If something goes awry, don't panic. That's just life making sure you're up to, you know, what you chose to do. It's all new input for your decision making from this point on. So just use your newly gained information to formulate a real alternate plan. Because remember, you've already planned to bounce back from any setback that you encounter. You want to know what she said? She said, "Dad, that's why you my rock. You always tell me the truth. I wanted you to say come home, but I needed you to say stay strong. And I will, Dad. I love you, Dad." See, your kids don't necessarily need or want you to do things for them. Mostly they just need you to tell them the truth about what's going on. That's why when my daughter sends me a message for any occasion, it's real based on what we've been through together. Now, the shit I'm talking about was 3 years ago, and I gotta say, you know, she got hired as an apartment manager in the management section, and she's doing good. You know, now, most of the time, all they need to know, all your children need to know is that you're there. You're there for them to bounce any thoughts off of, any failures, any successes. And they'll know you're there. People are all about money. And any way you can make it, do it. Even the way they accept criticism is all about the least cost. The most profit. If you're an older black person with some illnesses, your chances of going to a private prison is about the same as an older white person with illnesses that require care. Why? Because private prisons prefer young black males who are healthy because it costs them less than 10% of that $32,000 that they get per inmate. White prisoners use more of the resources. And it costs the prison more if it's profit. That inmate who has illnesses can end up costing the institution. And we know they ain't, you know, you ain't gonna be for profit if it's costing you. So the chosen commodity for private prisons is helping young men of color. Can we just keep that in mind? So new words for you, just fail and prevail. You do know prisons and jails are now like hotels and motels, since all prisons, many prisons today, are for profit. I mean, this is the reason that authority is going to make sure they keep the prison at full occupancy. This is one time that's across the board, although it still affects minorities more. This is across the board. They're putting any motherfucker in jail just so they can feel the occupancy. Now, this one time being across the board affected minorities more. Simple shit like refusing to identify yourself is enough now for the motherfucking popo to charge you with something. Knowing you're going to resist for it, therefore they're going to add another charge for it. Any little thing that at one time even the popo would laugh at is now an arrestable offense. And your ass is going to have to go through the changes. I mean, it's a fact, anything for profit gotta have goods, and those goods oftentimes gotta be made or manufactured. How else can they manufacture prisoners unless they make simple shit most people do, criminal acts? Detailed is the new word for jails, and pretailed is the new word for prisons. They're simply another asset to some fat cat's portfolio. Now, it's up to us to stop letting these motherfuckers trick us into filling their vacancies. Sometimes it's just not worth the hassle. Other times it is. I'm just saying, choose wisely. Because I be having people from Zimbabwe, Saskatchewan, or some goddamn place in China. All kinds of foreign dudes getting at my course off my site. They letting me know language don't pose a threat to, you know, the message in my course. Manage is the language we use. And it's universal. The thing is, I'm just getting noticed by all the right people. Hard work is never hard to do once you get that first reward. I work hard, and I know most of you think I hardly work. Touche. I'm very serious when I tell you, nothing comes to a sleeper except a fucking dream. What comes to a dreamer is opportunity to put some work in. You can decide to do it half-assed if you want to, but I don't play that. I go hard. If I'm blessed to live, I'm going to see my shit come to fruition. I'm a big dreamer. But have you noticed my dreams come true? That's through the hard work. You know, I put all the hard work that I put in chasing that goddamn dream. You know what they say, if you love what you do, it doesn't seem like work. Yeah. When I was in the game, I always wanted shit to go smooth. I was having a gang of hoes with hoes come problem. None that could be handled with this game I got. So I always thought the one I had the least problems with would be the one that would be with me in the end. The one that was with me in the end was the one I had to go off on down there every day. That bitch had a lot of jealousy and other petty shit she'd be doing. Then you know, I'd ask her why she did the shit, and the bitch would say, "I'd rather come over here and fuss with me. I have to wait until you decide to come over." You know what? It's the same way as of you. The ones who I gotta scream the most are usually the ones who graduate. They get it wrong. It's never outdated. There's nothing to match it with. Every person needs this shit I got, and only a few will truly understand. So, why is that? Why only a few? Now, I admit to your motherfucking ass that I'm callous. Then, I'm going to ask you, you know what being callous means. Give me some version. But then I'll lay some callous in my book. This is an acronym. And this for real. The C is for confidence. Something males lack. The A is for alpha, because we got it like that. The L is for lion. You must have that big of a heart. The second L is for leader. The ability to clearly see is all you need. The O is for obvious. What I do is the connection to my goals. The U is for unmatched. It's for unmatched knowledge. I've got that you can attain. The S is for Sidewalk University. Real goals can become plain. All the one wants is to be led in a strong way. On the path she can clearly see leads to her dream relationship. That's a confident, callous, and the correct way to man. I have no problem with my path. I just don't. And I wouldn't have any problems with your path. If you had one. I've done this and I've done that, and in all my endeavors, I kept the same mindset. I'm going to be the best or I'm going to die trying. So far, since I'm still living, I'm on the high end of the scale, or I'm on the high end of the scale. Not the best, but far from the rest. Because I always embrace my past and look forward to my future. I made it. And I'm living it. And I'm not ready to stop. Excuse me. I got some more fly ideas. Then I got story time with Roland. That's one of my kids. Well, that's one of them. Probably later. A couple of callers took my confidence course the other day, and those of you who are still skeptical just need to stop. Get away from the paranoid feeling of being pimped up by me if you buy my course. Get away from that feeling and get into the motherfucking feeling that you're going to have success, or get into the feeling of the success you get. Got to get on this train carrying the men who actually taking the chance on my course and are now being carried into motherfucking the land of hammer their way. Life is real. And I want you guys to consider everything I've been saying. Consider it as being more than something I'm just saying. Consider it as being something that you could fucking. You got to get away from that, feeling and get into the feeling of success that you're headed for. Get on the train carrying the men who've taken the chance on my course and who are willing to make a chance into the land of their way, have the shit their way. You know, they've been carried by a new vehicle that they have. No, it's not a car. It's the new confidence that they've earned the right to claim. Join them motherfuckers now. Young dudes can learn a lot off boys listening to my show. You need to motherfucking be in a position or frame of mind to not get offended, to stay poised. And if for me, and for me, that's all a part of staying sharp. The reason I love my show is because, of course, I'm the best. Well, I'm the host. But besides me being the host, I get to see the growth of the audience. It's simply pleasing for me to see my work being absorbed. Good shit tonight. To be continued. 497 out of 500 people cannot all be wrong. The things you need most when listening to an audiobook are all waiting for you on Rosebud's American Dream. I gave away 500 audiobooks in recent months, and all the three listeners have gave it a 10. And the three who didn't give it a 10, gave it a 9. Game and life is like a puzzle. You don't believe you can put it together until you get started. Now, you know a lot of people list the Mac as their favorite movie about the game. Maybe that's why so many motherfuckers got this game fucked up. Although the Mac did have some real pimps in it, it was a full misrepresentation of the game. It was pretty Tony holding that dog in while he was being served, and the nigga didn't even get a dime. That shit ain't real. But what I didn't like the most was, you know, in the end, Goldie, that nigga left on the bus. Pimps to be having problems doing dog and shit, but they don't fucking leave on no bus. Misleading information to misrepresentation of the game, and it has plagued us from day one. I'm just saying, let's be fucking real. All right, I'm gone. I'm gonna hit you again before New Year's.